WTAW News Time is 6 minutes after 7, 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Ground Shuttle offers frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports. Commute in comfort, GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Victims of last month's severe weather can apply for federal assistance at a FEMA disaster recovery center in Bryan starting tomorrow at noon. The center is located on the Bryan High School Blue Campus. FEMA spokeswoman Robin Smith says victims could qualify for what's considered by Congress basic items to be safe and sanitary.
You had maybe 5 television sets in your house. Basic to FEMA is 1, so that they make sure that you can see the news before the next one hits. If you had a 3-bedroom house and your kids have all left home and you're only using 1 bedroom, then 1 bed is basic to FEMA.
The center will also be staffed by representatives of the group Voluntary Organizations Active in Disaster. More information is online at WTAW.com. The city of Bryan continues to tally up the costs of what's addressing damage from last month's tornado and flooding. Councilman Greg Owens on WTAW's The Infomaniacs has not heard a number or the source of paying city expenses.
I think we were all surprised. We saw water in places that we've never seen before.
As for funding flood protection improvements around Bryan, Owens repeated what he said at a recent council meeting.
I'd be in favor of putting the entire CIP budget towards fixing the flooding issue.
At the last council meeting, an idea from Mike Sutherland to create a new flood protection fund by charging residents $1.75 a month did not receive majority support. A 25-year-old man was hit by a train in College Station early yesterday morning. A spokesman for Union Pacific Railroad identifies the man as a trespasser who was walking south along the tracks parallel to Welburn near Holloman about 5 a.m. UP says the man, who was wearing headphones, attempted to get out of the way of the oncoming train. He was taken to the hospital with serious injuries. No one on the train was injured, and the 110-car grain train headed to Houston did not derail. A College Station home near Barron and Alexandria was the scene of a DPS search warrant early Tuesday morning.
2 men who live at the home on Mullins Loop South and 2 people from Bryan were arrested on felony charges of possessing methamphetamine and other controlled substances. According to the arrest report, one of those inside dumped a large plastic bag full of meth into a toilet as officers were approaching the home. The occupants who were arrested were identified as 25-year-old Christopher Edwards and 37-year-old Reagan Cole. Also arrested, 27-year-old Devin Coleman and 20-year-old Hannah Barton. College Station police arrest 4 men after determining they traded gunfire during a 2-vehicle chase. After a pound and a half of marijuana was purchased with $4,300 in counterfeit money. The arrest reports noted no injuries from the incident. Suspects told police the counterfeit money was to buy an Xbox console. 2 men from Lufkin, 18-year-old Kendall Bryant and 19-year-old Chadwick Garrett, were arrested for having the marijuana and the counterfeit money. 2 men from Iola, 22-year-old Richard Russell and 23-year-old Denzel Edwards, were arrested for using their car to ram the SUV driven by the other men at least 4 times. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 78 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More news at 7:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. GroundShuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute in comfort with luxury shuttles and reclining seats, power outlets, and Wi-Fi on select shuttles. So you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With GroundShuttle, your commute to Houston airports is never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and limo service in the new Mercedes S350. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
How many smiles are in your bank account? How many laughs? How many hugs and shoulders to lean on? These are the special moments in life, the milestones, the heart-to-hearts that create the most lasting and cherished memories. How many lives have you touched? How many haven't you? It's never too late to accumulate the kind of capital that really matters. Because when you add it up, after all the years, is there anything that matters more? How will you be remembered?
Callaway Jones Funeral Home and Crematory can help you create a legacy that will forever transform and inspire those whose lives you've touched. To learn more about Bryan College Station's preferred family-owned funeral home, visit callawayjones.com.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage in Snook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
It's 7:12, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
Hot weather continues to build across the area. In fact, the National Weather Service has put a heat advisory in effect from 10 this morning through 7 p.m. tonight. Lots of sunshine. We're 90 to 95 today. Overnight, it should be partly cloudy and warm with a low of 75. A sunny day tomorrow, highs 90 to 95. Clear through tomorrow night with lows near 75. Sunshine and even hotter during the day on Saturday, highs 95 to maybe 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, those Aggie baseball players just can't quit winning awards. The Brazos Valley Bombers take out the Texas Marshals, the Astros defeat the Cardinals, and the Rangers roll over the A's. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. So, obviously, the body of the young boy is found in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And if you weren't with us last hour, we were discussing how Google has come under some scrutiny now as to what their algorithm is. In other words, if you have autofill, that feature, with your Google, and most folks do, you start typing in a few letters or word or a name, and what pops up. And the way it pops up, as far as the ranking is concerned, or search engine optimization, as they call it in marketing, can have a lot to do with what your perception of a situation is.
It's very true.
What we talked about is if you type in Hillary Clinton and CRI, you didn't really get Hillary Clinton crimes. You'd get her criminal reform package from what, 1994? Something like that. So if you type in alligator attack or alligator, what do you get? And it's interesting and I guess fair that they would call it the Disney Gator attack, which Disney can't be pleased with.
No, they
really don't want that to be happening. That's not a good thing. They wanted everybody to be looking at their new amusement park that they opened over in China, but
yeah,
that's all right. They had cold slanting rains and people standing in line for that, so that's not a real good optic. And I didn't watch a lot of news yesterday. I watched some, but you know, there's a responsibility of the media as to who you put forth when it comes time to discuss this. Now, obviously, Disney really doesn't want to discuss it because, yes, it happened in property that they own, but you know, then they start coming under scrutiny for how many signs do you have up saying don't go in this water, even though they make it look like a beach, and how many is too many, how many is enough. On what level are they responsible? I mean, the sheriff basically rolled out yesterday that Disney had done everything they could. I saw a guy interviewed on one of the networks who said, people who have small animals in Florida know about this all the time. He said it happens every day. They lose their dog along some slough or something because of that. So the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission released some statistics concerning alligator attacks in the state. For the past 68 years, okay, back to 1948, been 257 total attacks that required medical care. There have been 23 people in 68 years, yeah, that included 8 children, who died as a result of those attacks. And so that's 23 people in 68 years who died from gator attacks. The likelihood of a resident being seriously injured in an attack, 1 in 2.4 million.
Woo.
Now, I'm listening to Fox News yesterday, and apparently the last time something like this happened down in Florida, maybe it was at a Disney property, was 25 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the news anchors was talking about how she remembered that. And we were thinking, wow, what kind of a memory could that be? Well, the thing is, she was from Connecticut, which is where the victim was from. And so that circulated all over the state of Connecticut.
Oh. Right.
You go down to Disney and you'll get snatched by a gator in the water. So how we perceive, first of all, how the news is delivered to us.
Yeah.
Because we discuss how young people don't have critical thinking. There are a lot of people who are older than young people who don't have critical thinking either. And so there's a responsibility to the media, and granted, we don't do what we should, but secondly, you should too. Don't get all churned up about this, and let's see exactly what the statistics are, and obviously, don't let your two-year-old go cold
right.
by
and that's, you know, when you mentioned how the one person said, oh, well, people with, you know, small dogs or small animals, you know, they know it, well, this is a two-year-old child.
Yeah.
Like, it's not, and they're from Nebraska.
Yeah.
There's not gators just walking around in, you know, inland. And so it's just a sad situation. But you're right. The statistics, I mean, the odds of this happening are just
astronomical.
Yeah. But
very sad, you know.
And I cannot even fathom being that father.
Oh
gosh, yeah.
Tried to go in and you know, pull the gator away.
Right.
But at that point, you know, even with all the adrenaline in the world running through your body, you know, you're not going to outpower a 7-foot alligator if that's how large it ended up being.
It's a machine. It does it does what it does.
And it's got one-track mind at that point as well.
Exactly.
So,
I got to admit, I really hoped. I do this every single time there's a scenario like this where the outcome is unknown yet. I really hoped that somehow they would have found him alive somewhere,
oh, yeah.
you know.
Well.
But it just the longer time went on, it looked like
I'm waiting for the animal rights activists to start popping up about four or five alligators that they killed trying to find
this one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Yeah, you know, there's ponds around here that I'm leery about. You know, it happens quite often down around Beaumont, you know, East Texas, same kind of thing. Like I said, there's ponds around here look like they've got alligators in them.
Yeah, that's true. Right, thanks. Just be aware. Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, I spent some time down in Beaumont. I don't necessarily remember that they talked about it a lot back then, but the idea was, you know, the people who hang out there understand the possible dangers.
Yeah.
When you're talking about a tourist situation, like you say, people from a part of the country where they don't know about these creatures and that they're really kind of in their natural habitat, and there you are, you know, you're 6 feet away from the natural habitat.
Well, and again, you're on a Disney resort.
Yeah,
you're not on a beach.
Yeah.
You're not, like, you know, the caller who just called in, you're not even in nature per se.
No.
I know it is their natural habitat, but you're thinking, I'm literally on vacation on the resort grounds.
How could anything bad happen?
How could anything like this happen?
Yeah. So, all right, so there we are. All right, moving ahead from there, Russian officials have had to track down an escaped robot. Go back to that in a minute. Hello.
But they still needed to put some signs up. I mean, they have it at Huntsville State Park.
Yeah, they
and
do.
You don't feed the alligators.
Yeah,
I agree with that too.
Yeah, signs are
sure. Thanks. Well,
the no swimming.
Sure.
That's not. You know, I don't care. Even if I'm not swimming, I want to know if there's alligators that could possibly be on the beach with me.
Right, and that's what I said. We were on vacation, and we thought that was really cute when we looked outside the hotel and said, don't feed the alligators. And sure enough, the next morning, there are people were feeding the alligators over on the other side of the hotel. I guess the hotel just didn't want them doing it out their back. You know,
right.
There's okay, and there's another area over there, and they want to feed the gators. But there, it was kind of a curiosity. And you know, I'm not going to say it's the same as when you go out and feed animals in a petting zoo, because it's not. But it's possible that it becomes a routine as far as the world of those critters are concerned. Hello.
I was playing golf with this girl about 15 years ago. We had a big cat run across the fairway and come to me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's, again, and
cougars and things like that.
Well, and that's a whole other thing that is very prevalent in our world.
Mm-hmm.
If you live in an area that is being developed, and then you have situations like we had with weather. I mean, when it's real hot or it's real cold or it's real wet or it's real dry, critters have to move. They got to go from where they are to where they need to be for safety or maybe for survival.
Didn't they see a like a cougar over there by Allen Academy a couple weeks ago, I think?
The first week that I moved into my house years ago, I saw a fox walking across the road. I'd never seen a fox in my life. And I saw a red fox, just like, you know, the pictures and everything, mm-hmm. right there in the neighborhood. But again, as we move out from areas and build, their habitats get disturbed, or they end up being really hungry, and they kind of come into what used to be their world, and it's our world now. So
you saw red fox. Did you see Shelley Fabre?
Yeah, that's thank you.
Couldn't resist. Sorry.
Yeah, that's all right. So anyway, but you're right, and we have a different level of awareness. But same thing. If you let your little dogs out, then remember that there's liable to be a coyote out there, or a fox, or some other kind of predator that could go after them.
Very true.
In the meantime. Yeah, the robot. It's actually called a Prom-O-Bot. It got loose from a testing facility in a town and was spotted rolling down a busy road. The droid bot was a learning automatic movement algorithm. Oh, there's that algorithm word again. Oh, my gosh. On the testing ground before somebody left a gate open allowing it to escape. What? It's like it's rattling the gate. Let me out! Let me out! Anyway, it caused havoc in the town for 45 minutes before anybody at the facility could notice that it was missing. Luckily, the battery eventually died. And the robot was recaptured. They're using such strange words here.
Its last words were, "Johnny Five is alive."
I mean, this is like, it's not an artificial intelligence thing, okay? all right, maybe it's learned its way out. We'll see what happens. So a secret room in Mount Rushmore.
Ooh.
A secret room in Mount Rushmore. Hello?
Did you say Al Gore was looking walking around talking about global warming?
Yeah. Very nice. Yeah.
When's he not? All right.
It turns out that the famous landmark, Mount Rushmore, contains more than just those massive sculptures of dead presidents. It has a secret room. How could we not know that? Why have they not told us these things? According to the National Park Service, a secret chamber was built into the Mount Rushmore National Memorial to serve as a hall of records. The government originally planned to house important documents there, like the Declaration of Independence, but it never ended up being used for that. Instead, the Park Service says the room contains stone tablets which detail the story of America's founding and act as a sort of an ID card for the mountain. Chamber is out of reach to the public and is intended to remain shut for thousands of years.
You know, there was a terrible movie with Macaulay Culkin back in the 90s. They redid Richie Rich.
Wasn't every movie with Macaulay Culkin except for the first Home Alone a terrible
movie?
True, but that's
very
probably.
True.
But
this anyway. One was Richie Rich, and it actually had that. It had a secret room in Mount Rich, which looked like Mount Rushmore.
Really?
Yeah, oh my gosh! I forgot about that.
It's like they knew.
They may have.
Richie Rich. Yes.
How do you like that reference?
Richie Rich was sending us secret messages and we never knew it?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Get set to save now at your local Kubota dealer. Kubota's L2501DT is powerful enough to tackle a wide range of tasks, yet nimble enough to provide the precision performance you need. Ask your participating dealer about Kubota's big value compact tractor. Now more affordable than ever with a low down payment and low rate APR for up to 7 years. Now through June 30th, 2016, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. Visit WC Tractor in Bryan, your authorized Kubota dealer for Brazos County, or online at wctractor.com.
Boudreaux's accent, what you doing for lunch today? Come to Cajun's Bayou Grill.
I'm a Cajun man.
Cajun's, get you some. Boudreaux's new restaurant, Cajun's Bayou Grill, make good Cajun food from scratch. Gumbo, etouffee, po' boys, shrimps, catfish, and a lot more, plus lunch specials, too. Cajun's Bayou Grill, it's in South Garlic Station, in the community of Wellburn, just minutes from the congestion, one block north of Hullabaloo Diner. Google that, cajunsbayougrill.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, hello.
Hey, in the same vein as terrible movies, Nicolas Cage found that room in the second National Treasure movie.
All right. We're going to talk about bad movies. Yeah, I like that. There are plenty of them out there. All right, there we go. It's 725 Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Wilton's Office Works. They're located on the freeway between University and Briarcrest, or at Wilton's.com. Wilton's, where you'll find furniture, supplies, and so much more. Heat index probably going to be 102, 103, something like that today and tomorrow. So we do have a heat advisory in effect from this morning about 10 o'clock until 7 o'clock tonight. We do have a slight chance of showers that could pop up this weekend, but it's simply because of the heat that we're going to have. High temperatures in the middle 90s or above. Low temperatures down in the middle 70s, so that chance of rain starts showing up at about 20 or 30% starting on Saturday. Right now, the winds are out of the south at 6, 94% relative humidity, and we are looking at 78 out there.
Hi, I'm Teresa Hernandez.
And I'm Barbie Springer.
At Brenham National Bank, we have the best customers in town.
To show our thanks, please join us for lunch at our annual Customer Appreciation Day on Friday, June 17th from 11 to 2.
We're located at the corner of Earl Rudder Freeway and Southwest Parkway in College Station. If you don't know Brenham National Bank,
come meet our friendly staff and see why we're the best in town.
That's June 17th. Brenham National Bank. We make banking fun. Member FDIC.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Byinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
This week, California Democrats beat back common sense. The governor, Jerry Moonbeam Brown, agreed to repeal a big part of welfare reform California enacted in the 1990s. So-called welfare cap is getting the axe. Now, for more than 20 years, under the maximum family grant policy, if somebody on welfare had more kids, they would not get more welfare benefits. So taxpayers were not forced to subsidize welfare clients who continued to have babies despite being unable to support themselves. Well, liberal Democrats said that this policy was racist. State Senator Holly Mitchell, L.A., claimed the policy was rooted in the stereotype of African-American welfare queens having more babies to get bigger money. So after trying for years to roll it back, liberal Democrat legislators finally convinced their liberal Democrat governor to nix it. Soon, thanks to Moonbeam, the new normal will be like the old normal for California welfare recipients. The more babies they make while on welfare, the more welfare money they're going to get. Democrats say this will raise welfare costs by $220 million a year, but just wait. Once the word gets out that California pays more for additional babies, what do you think is going to happen? For people who feel entitled to live off the government, it's a huge magnet. And for Democrats, it's a tried and true way to keep a key voter base dependent. It's re-election insurance. The only people hurt in this are Planned Parenthood, who'd rather see them aborted.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
If you are really good at what you do, and if your experience is worth sharing, make an investment in your future. There is a huge need for quality corporate trainers. Help others become the very best they can be while building your own income. Join the John Maxwell team. The John Maxwell team has been certifying corporate trainers, executive coaches, and speakers for more than 40 years. The cost for becoming a certified John Maxwell corporate trainer is basically the same as a few credits at an online university. It's a small price to pay for a life-changing program. Once you become a certified John Maxwell team member, you are part of the team for life. Become a John Maxwell certified corporate trainer, executive coach, and speaker. Visit johnmaxwellradio.com now for a special free gift. That's johnmaxwellradio.com or dial 1-800-MAXWELL. That's 1-800-MAXWELL. Get in gear now.
What does over 140 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30, 79 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens, Real Estate Preferred Living. We work where you live. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Two men from Iola and two men from Lufkin were arrested by College Station police after the suspects fired guns at each other during a chase after $4,300 in counterfeit money was used to buy a pound and a half of marijuana.
Investigators used traffic cameras to track the pursuit and collect spent ammunition from the incident early Tuesday morning. Police recovered five handguns along with the drugs and 43 $100 counterfeit bills. 22-year-old Richard Russell and 23-year-old Denzel Edwards of Iola were arrested for ramming their car into the SUV at least four times. Two men inside the SUV, 18-year-old Kendall Bryant and 19-year-old Chadwick Garrett of Lufkin, were arrested for having the marijuana and the counterfeit money. The suspects say the transaction involved buying an Xbox console and not any drugs. A College Station man spent his 37th birthday in jail after he and three others were arrested on multiple drug charges. This followed a search of a home early Tuesday morning on Mullins Loop South, which is near Barron and Alexandria. According to the arrest report from a DPS investigator, Reagan Cole denied dumping a large plastic bag of methamphetamine into the master bedroom toilet as officers were approaching the home. The search yielded nine syringes loaded with meth, hundreds of used syringes throughout the home, and other drugs and paraphernalia. Also arrested was Cole's roommate, 25-year-old Christopher Edwards, along with 20-year-old Hannah Barton and 27-year-old Devin Coleman of Bryan. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Union Pacific Railroad officials say a 25-year-old man is fortunate to have survived being hit by a train in College Station early yesterday morning. Spokesman Jeff DeGraff says the man was trespassing as he was walking south along the tracks parallel to Welburn when he was hit near Holloman about 5 a.m. DeGraff says the man, who was wearing headphones and attempted to get out of the way of the oncoming train, was taken to the hospital with serious injuries. No one was hurt on the train. The 110-car grain train, which was headed to Houston from Kansas, did not derail and resumed its trip about 1 hour later. The Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests is turning its attention to those attending the Southern Baptist Convention about what's happened at Baylor University.
President David Closey is at the Southern Baptist Convention in St. Louis, urging leaders not to allow Baylor to rehire head football coach Art Briles. He's tagged for firing for his role in that college's sexual assault by football players scandal.
You can't claim to oppose sexual violence and encourage reports of sexual violence while hiring or promoting or keeping employees who clearly don't share those goals.
Closey says we need to get over our idea that if you sing or act or coach or play sports well enough, you can get away with sexual assault and other crimes. This is Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
The city of Bryan has announced a FEMA disaster recovery center will open tomorrow at noon to assist individuals with property losses from last month's severe weather who are covered in the recent federal declaration. FEMA spokeswoman Robin Smith says federal assistance is limited to what is considered basic items to be safe and sanitary. But the FEMA application can also put you in touch with voluntary organizations active in disaster.
You actually may be able to get put in contact with a variety of other organizations that may be able to help you with other things.
Smith expects there will also be representatives from the Small Business Administration.
And in a disaster, the Small Business Administration actually has a department that is not just for businesses. It is for homeowners and renters as well.
The center will be located at Bryan High School's Blue Campus. More information is online at WTAW.com. Bryan residents who say they've been attempting for 6 years to close a loophole in a zoning ordinance were told action will be taken in August.
We may possibly have been dragging our feet in some area.
Councilman Greg Owens was asked on WTAW's The Infomaniacs about addressing the residential neighborhood conservation rules so the city can enforce no more than two unrelated occupants per home.
There's a lot of people involved in this, and keep in mind the members of the P&Z Commission are volunteers, and they have schedules too, and they work too. And there's a subcommittee that needs to go over this.
City Secretary Mary Lynn Strada says the council cannot act until they receive a recommendation from planning and zoning.
The council just can't up and do that. That has to be routed through the P&Z first. And they do have the ordinance that was drafted to amend the current ordinance. And they are looking at it, and they will be sending forward a recommendation to the council, we think, fairly soon.
public speakers at the last council meeting, says the city has lost two court cases due to a loophole in the current regulations. The Hastings store in Bryan remains open after the company files for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection, but there are new restrictions. From the Hastings website, their gift cards expire July 13th. The company's buyback program has been suspended. It no longer rents games, and there will no longer accept and honor deposits for movie purchases. More information about Amarillo-based Hastings bankruptcy is online at WTAW.com. And Donald Trump's campaign schedule in Texas has been announced. Tonight, Trump will be in Dallas at Gilly's for an event that begins at 7. Tomorrow night, Trump is in the Woodlands for an event at the Waterway Marriott that also starts at 7. Doors open for both appearances at 4 p.m. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 79 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Preferred Living. More news at 8 o'clock or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Having lived in Bryan College Station for over 45 years, I have watched the community grow and know that it is an exciting and challenging time in the real estate market. At Better Homes and Gardens Preferred Living, I have the tools, knowledge, and experience to guide you through the selling or buying process. I'm Chandler Arden. I've been here. I'll be here. I work where you live. 979-575-4019.
At Zornemann Flooring, we love helping turn your house into a home. From floors to showers and even backsplashes, we have a wide selection of all leading brands. Need help with colors and designs? We can help with that too. Whether you are building a new home or remodeling your existing, we are here to help. Oh, and P.S., our prices are pretty great too. Find us at the corner of Boonville and Wildfire Drive in Bryan or at zfloors.net. Zornemann Flooring, where it's our pleasure to make you happy.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company, more than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team, and we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. We are Aggies, helping Aggies. This is Malik, and we make the difference. MalikService.com, license TACLA 9262C.
Today, it's easy to manage and store thousands of digital images on your computer. But what about your old family films and photos? Well, that's where TubeVideo comes in. We convert photos and slides, 8 and 16 millimeter film, most video formats, old and new, even old records and audio cassettes to digital files. TubeVideo is a local company, and you can find us online at tubevideo.ws or call 690-8880 to set up an appointment. You created the memories. Let TubeVideo help preserve them.
7:38, there you go. Let's do some weather, brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
Hot and getting hotter, but we're headed into summertime weather. National Weather Service putting a heat advisory up today, 10 a.m. through 7 p.m. this evening. Sunshine and 90 to 95 today. Overnight, we're partly cloudy, lows near 75. Tomorrow, sunny, highs will be 90 to 95. Clear skies tomorrow night with a low of 75. It's going to be sunny Saturday. Temperatures Saturday afternoon between 95 and 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Brazos Valley Bombers take down the Texas Marshals. The Astros beat the Cardinals. The Rangers take out the A's. And things keep getting worse out in Waco. The details are all coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Here you go. Once again, Rob just sounds delighted that we're going to get near 100.
Yeah. 100.
Yeah. He thinks that's going to be really, really fun. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Rob.
Yeah. Okay. Up in his part of the world, they don't do that too much. So I'm just saying. So, I had an interesting call, which brings to mind what we, I don't know, take for granted and probably shouldn't. But a caller was asking if we were going to become, you know, like an iHeart station, which is almost a, you know, that's the other guys.
Yeah.
And so what you can do is you can actually download an app that we have, RadioAggieland.com, or you can just go to Radio Aggieland on your computer any place. But if you're off with your mobile device, and you can listen to all of our radio stations.
All of them. There's a lot of them.
Yeah. Anywhere in the world. So if you're going to be out of town and you want to, then you can certainly just, you go to that app, And you punch in the radio station that you want, and there you are. You're connected, which has really been fun for us since we have, across all of our stations, we end up having a lot of Texas A&M sports.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously we get analytics, and we can see what the numbers are. And, you know, folks from literally all over the world listen to us that way. And it's kind of fun to be able to do that. And even folks who move away, I'll hear from them from time to time that they're able to catch up. Maybe they can't listen every day, and if they can't, then that's their problem. But I'm just saying, you can do that. If you're going to be out of town, you can keep up with the Infomaniacs or any of the other programs that we have.
And y'all, my grandparents, if they can do it, you can do it. They listen every morning.
Cool.
If they're listening, hello, Bill and Shirley.
Very
I love
nice.
You. And they call it Breakfast with Chelsea.
Oh, excellent. Okay, we'll change the name.
And
okay.
they live in upstate New York, yeah. So for them to get to listen to me every morning. But like I said, if they can do it, you can do
yeah,
it. It's really easy.
Oh, yeah. It is. It's just a few clicks. Now, yep. In the meantime, if you're here and you want to add something, you can text us directly if you'd like to. We love to hear you call, and that's great when you do. But if you want to text us, you can do that. Right, Chelsea?
Yes, you can. 979-695-1620. And even if you're local, make sure to use the area code.
Yep, yep.
But we can get your pictures, videos, text messages. And we've had some really good ones this week. So thanks to all of you listeners who have been texting in. It's
and
awesome.
Conversely, we push audio out to you that
yes.
you can listen to later on during the day if you don't get to listen to some stuff. Chelsea puts that out there.
Yeah, absolutely. SoundCloud.com/WTAW1620. And then it connects to our Twitter and Facebook. So if you're already following us on those, you should see those posts start rapidly popping up. Within the last week, really, I've been putting a lot out there.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, and it's awesome.
She has. All right. Now I'm gonna remind Chelsea, you and Brad to turn the volume down on your headphones
okay.
a little bit right okay. now, because yesterday we talked about how the hollering contest was not going to be done anymore at Spivey's Corner, mm-hmm. North Carolina. They say the annual event has been suspended because of increasing costs and decreasing participation.
I thought you were going to play a Hillary clip.
No, I'm about to, well, we could, but I'm going to play some hollering, and it's probably okay if you're in your vehicle and you can turn your radio down a little bit. We, however, have these things jammed up against our head, and you might not want to hear that. The contest started in 1969. Proceeds went to the local fire department. The contest was dedicated to preserve the rural tradition of hollering. Or sending messages, there's no G on this, it's hollering, or sending messages through a series of short, loud sounds from farm to farm before the days of telephones. Organizers say they may have one last contest in 2018 on what would be the 50th anniversary. So it's kind of like a farewell tour. Here, only lasts for about 15 seconds, but here's some hollering. Yeah, that you would almost welcome Pig Suey after that.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, see, glad you turned your headphones down.
Thank you. Thanks. Thank you for the warning, Scott.
Now
I do appreciate
bring
it.
Bring it back up to the regular level. All right, so 744. Let me think of how we delicately say this. let's say that you're taking a shower and there might be an addition to the water flow. Apparently, various surveys have shown that a lot of people do that. BuzzFeed, in fact, found more than 80% of those surveyed said that they did. Well, now, IFL Science has weighed in on the issue, noting that doing that while you're showering helps to conserve water.
Uh-huh.
Of course it does.
Yeah, I read about this.
One less flush.
Mm-hmm. In fact, estimating that people would do that an average of 7 times a day?
You have to be in the shower 7
Who's
times a day?
You have to do that 7 times a day?
I shower twice a day, and I think that's excessive.
I'm
going to
say, what? So, all right. It says, estimating the people.
That
oh,
makes,
oh, wait, wait. Oh, oh, oh wait,
okay.
wait. They pee seven times.
Okay, all right.
Sorry, I read that wrong.
Because I was thinking, that's not going to conserve water if you're showering seven times.
Who's got the time,
I got you. All right, well, if you're showering but in a different way. The site calculates that taking away 1.6, thank you, Brad, 1.6 gallons per flush across 319 million U.S. Americans every day. I'm sorry. I don't know exactly how many Americans there are, but if that's the entire population of U.S. America, there are a whole bunch of them that are under four.
Yeah.
Or males up to almost any age that don't flush every time, so I'm just saying. But if you want to use their numbers, we're talking 185 billion gallons of water a year. Oh, sure, let's say 184 billion. Why don't we say 722 billion gallons of water?
Yeah, but anyway, make up any number, really.
What they're saying is that that will save water. Why does this make our phones explode? Hello?
Another made-up number. Yeah, if they ever need to change the tones for the emergency alert system, we know what they can use.
Yeah. Hello?
You know, George Costanza got kicked out of his health club for doing that.
In the shower? Is that right?
He sure did.
I don't know that I remembered
he said,
that episode.
Hey, there's a drain. I needed to go.
Okay.
What's the difference?
That's it. All right. That's true. Well, and again, go to a water park and see how empty the bathrooms are.
Yeah.
The George Bush Presidential Library presents the community celebration of Juneteenth on the 16th of June from 10:30 to 11:30 at the Presidential Conference Center. Joining in partnership are the Lincoln Recreational Center, Neal Recreational Center, North Bryan Community Center, Boys and Girls Clubs of the Brazos Valley, African American Museum, and Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated. Oba William King will share stories, play drums, engage, and educate. The annual Freedom Walk from the Lincoln Recreational Center to the Bush Library begins at 9 a.m. For more information, visit bush41.org.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
I didn't expect John Wayne to show up in my living room with a lesson about masculinity, but that's exactly what happened one early morning with my son, Troy. Somehow, we stumbled into a conversation about manhood. We talked about things like personal responsibility, kindness, sexual discipline, and courageous living, just to name a few. What does it mean to be courageous? I asked Troy. Without missing a beat, he said, well, courage is being scared to death, but saddling up anyway. I laughed and said, where in the world did you find that definition? He answered, it's written on your coffee mug. I looked, and sure enough, there was the famous quote from John Wayne, a real man's man. And that morning, John Wayne became a picture for Troy to understand the role masculinity plays in life. It's an important concept for him and all of us men to grasp. We often fail because far too many of us have a mixed-up sense of what true manhood is all about. And that could be because our fathers failed to model what it means to be a man. As a result, a lot of men are either too passive or too aggressive in their marriages and other relationships. True masculinity is a proper balance of strength and gentleness. It's not an either-or. It's an appropriate blend of the two. Someone once told me, show me strength without tenderness, and I'll show you a brute. Show me tenderness with strength, and I'll show you a true man. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
It's panic time. The boss just asked you when that new building will be completed, and you haven't even started yet. Well, don't panic. Call the name you know. General Steel. You've known General Steel for decades, and you know they'll save you about half the cost and about half the time of conventional construction. But did you know that General Steel has provided buildings for some of the biggest names in business and government? And did you know the General can provide pre-construction planning services for your total project? And I'll bet you didn't know you can get General Steel quality and save thousands. For example, a 40-foot by 60-foot building for under $22,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $35,000. That's right, 5,000 square feet for under $35,000. And all with General Steel's 50-year structural warranty. So don't panic. Call now and lock in some of the lowest prices this year. 866-96-STEEL. Call 866-96-STEEL today. Quick, the boss is coming. That's 866-967-8335.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with your WTAW Sports. It's 7:51. The Texas A&M Aggies equaled their largest All-America haul ever from the National Collegiate Baseball Writers Association on Wednesday. The Maroon and White had four players named to the NCBWA All-America teams, including Mark Ecker and Boomer White on the second team and Brigham Hill and Hunter Melton on the third team. Ecker, Hill, and White each earned All-America honors a week ago from Baseball America, along with Ryan Burke. Melton became the fifth Aggie to earn All-America status in 2016. That's the most Aggies recognized in a single season. The Aggies had four All-Americans in 1998 and 2015. Texas A&M finished 49-16 on the year, finishing 20-10 in the SEC. They won the SEC Tournament Championship game and advanced to the College Station Super Regional after winning their eighth regional crown. The Brazos Valley Bombers are on a roll, leading the league after grabbing a 3-2 victory over the Texas Marshals last night. Here's Skip Kurt Dixon.
It was a good team win tonight. You know, that's just a good baseball team between two good clubs. 3-2 victory. Glad to come out on the winning end on that. I mean, this is a tough road trip, and looking up right now, four games into it, to be 4-0, very pleased.
The Bombers took a 3-0 lead after four innings, holding on for their seventh straight victory despite making three errors. The guys will take the field in Victoria against the Generals at 7:05 p.m. for games tonight and Friday. Back out to Oakland for Major League Baseball.
Now Ruggie is swinging. There's a blast. Deep right field. It's on its way. That ball is history. A two-home run game for Odor, and the Rangers lead 7-5.
Robinson Chirinos and Rougned Odor both homered twice as the Texas Rangers rallied from a five-run deficit to defeat the Oakland Athletics 7-5 on Wednesday night. Texas has homered 17 times in the first six games of a 10-game road trip. The A's lost for the ninth time in 11 games. Three of Chirinos' four homers on the season have come in the last 2 days. He hit a solo homer off A's reliever John Axford in the top of the seventh inning that broke a 5-5 tie. The Rangers will be looking to wrap up the series in Oakland today at 2:35, pregame's at 1:30, and you can catch it on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM. In St. Louis, George Springer.
And Springer swings and lifts one high in the air to right center field. Going back is Hazel Baker. He's at the wall. Leaping effort, and it's gone. A home run by George Springer.
Springer hit a go-ahead two-run homer in the eighth, and the Houston Astros completed a two-game sweep of the St. Louis Cardinals with a 4-1 victory last night. Tony Sipp got the last out of the seventh in relief of Colin McHugh. Carlos Correa's two-run single off Trevor Rosenthal made it a three-run lead in the ninth, and Will Harris finished for his fifth save in as many chances. The Astros are 15-7 since moving Springer to the leadoff spot ahead of Jose Altuve, but he'd been in a 4-for-37 slump before connecting to straightaway center off Kevin Segrist with two outs for his 15th homer. The Astros have the night off tonight, but look to start a fresh series returning home to Houston tomorrow against the Reds at 7:10 p.m. Well, probably not the best news for Golden State fans, as they'll be without center Andrew Bogut for the rest of the NBA Finals. He suffered a knee injury in Game 5 of the series and will need 6 to 8 weeks to recover. Here's Skip Steve Kerr.
There was hope. We didn't know what the MRI would show. You never know with this stuff. I was also worried that it would be worse. You know, maybe an ACL or something, but it's bad news for our team. You know, Bogues has made an impact in this series. First couple of games, I thought he was really impactful.
Golden State will, however, have Draymond Green back for tonight's Game 6 in Cleveland after he served a one-game suspension in Game 5. Green says he's learned his lesson.
I learned a lot as a basketball player, as a man, you know, as, you know, just things that you have to do. You know, you can't put yourself in certain positions.
Golden State has a 3-2 lead in the series as it tries for a second straight NBA title. And things just keep getting worse in Waco. Three more women have filed a federal civil rights lawsuit against Baylor University, claiming the school did nothing to help them after they reported being sexually assaulted. The schools come under intense criticism for mishandling allegations of sexual assault over several years, including cases involving football players. University President and Chancellor Ken Starr was demoted and head football coach Art Briles was fired. The women, all listed as Jane Doe, say they were attacked on or near campus in 2004, 2013, and 2014. None of the alleged assailants are identified, but the woman in the 2014 case alleges the attacker was a football player. Baylor officials did not immediately respond to requests for comment. Baylor is currently trying to settle a similar lawsuit filed in March. And that's a look at your sports. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Right now, no, really, right now is the best time to be out camping with your family. And right now is the best time to save thousands at RV Station's pre-4th of July sale in Bryan. At RV Station, you always get the best prices in the country on the country's best brands. At the pre-4th of July sale, save even more. You could be camping this weekend in a brand new Puma bunkhouse. Plenty of room for all the friends and family, just $189 a month. How about a brand new Keystone Avalanche fifth wheel? Take over $28,000 off list. Don't miss the pre-4th of July sale going on now at RV Station in Bryan. 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway. Shop over 500 campers at rvstation.com.
Take a vacation with RV Station. Family fun starts here.
Puma number 3940, sale price $18,500, 5.99 APR, 144 months, 5% down WAC. Keystone Avalanche, stock number 3821.
For over 34 years, CC Creations has been the premier provider for custom product solutions in the Brazos Valley, offering the best in screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, signage, and awards. We send our thanks to our customers for their loyalty and invite others to experience firsthand the customer service and high-quality standards that has helped CC Creations become the best of the Brazos for 15 years straight. CC Creations, building better relationships throughout the Brazos Valley for over 34 years.
Hospice Brazos Valley is dedicated to providing the best care for you and your family. Patients receiving hospice care live longer. Early care provides a greater benefit to the patient and family. We are honored to serve and encourage care for someone living with chronic illness. It is a privilege for our staff to care for you in your home as well as our inpatient facility. Hospice Brazos Valley. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise.
When it comes to my money, I like to keep things simple. That's why I have a Prosperity Simply Free checking account. Free. No one's going to beat that price. And there's no monthly maintenance fee, no individual check fees, unlimited withdrawals, free debit card, free online banking. Prosperity is the big bank with your community's bank inside, where you find real bankers, not just a bank. ProsperityBankUSA.com. Member FDIC. $100 minimum deposit to open account.
Copy Bridge is an Aggieland tradition, serving their mouth-watering food for over 20 years to the folks of the Brazos Valley. And they want to invite you to enjoy a burger that you've come to know and love, which has been named Best of the Brazos for over a decade. And enjoy their award-winning goodness with $1.75 drafts all day, every Wednesday at both locations. Copy Bridge, serving Aggieland the best big burger in town for over two decades on Harvey and Welburn, both in College Station.
There you go, a couple of minutes till News Talk 1620, WTAW. So, am I working with two people who don't drink that much coffee in the morning? Is that basically?
I don't, yeah.
I drink so much coffee in the morning.
Well, you do? Oh, yes. Okay. Oh, okay. All right.
I just don't drink the coffee that's made here in the morning.
Oh, well, but now if you get here so early, what do you do?
I make it myself at home, okay. And I have one of those large tumbler
thermal things.
Yeah. And just fill it on up, and okay. It lasts me throughout the show.
Okay. Well, and you know, really, when I was about your age, maybe a little bit older, I was drinking probably 8 ounces of espresso every morning.
Okay.
I mean, mm-hmm. Really liked espresso.
Yeah.
And had the machine and did that whole thing. Really, really did like that. And still like it to this day, just don't drink it that much. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, we keep getting this back and forth about, is coffee good for you? Is it bad for you? After classifying coffee as a possible cause of cancer in 1991, the cancer research arm of the World Health Organization has absolved the drink. At one point, I would say celebrate, but you know what? If you're hooked on coffee, you don't care.
Yeah.
You're going to drink coffee anyway.